This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. $17.5 trillion is, I grant you, an eye-popping number. It came to us this morning courtesy of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, its quarterly report on household debt and credit. $17.5 trillion is where total household debt in this economy rests. As always, though, headlines can be incomplete. So to fill out the rest of it, we've called Catherine Rempel at the Washington Post on an emergency Tuesday appearance. Catherine, it's good to have you on.
Great to join you on a Tuesday.
Okay, so look, first of all, $17.5 trillion, a lot of money, up modestly, the New York Fed said in Q4 of last year. What caught your eye about this?
I think the most interesting thing is that the share of auto loans and credit card loans that are entering delinquency are both now higher than they were pre-pandemic. So particularly auto loans, by the way, have had a noticeable uptick in delinquencies. And for autos, you know, there are a few things going on. Car prices did go up quite a bit during the pandemic. Interest rates are obviously higher. But I think that there's a broader stress that is revealed by some of these numbers, including the fact that consumers have spent down a lot of their savings, their so-called excess savings from the pandemic, and they're turning to credit, and they're often taking on debt that they are now struggling to repay.
Also, younger borrowers are more stressed than those who are not young, right?
Yes, younger borrowers, lower income households. If you look at the numbers, like I said, there had been this store of so-called excess savings earlier in the pandemic that related to the fact that, A, there were people were trapped at home, they weren't traveling, they weren't going out and dining out, so they sort of had these forced savings. And then, B, they had a lot of transfer payments that were coming from the government, things like unemployment benefits, those stimulus checks, et cetera, et cetera. So people had a lot of savings then and bought a lot of stuff with those savings. Needless to say, you know, consumers have just been on this amazing spending spree that keeps surprising us month after month. But as prices have gone up, partly in response to that strong consumer demand, that and if consumers haven't pulled back as much, that means that it's eating into those savings. People spending rates, their saving rates have gone down quite a bit. And that's especially true for lower income households and younger households. The households that tend to be higher income, and older for that matter, they're more likely to own assets that have continued to rise in value. I'm thinking about homes, for example, or for that matter, equities.
Okay, but look, when you get stressed over money, your mood changes, and it feels like we just turned the corner on consumer sentiment and consumer confidence. You know where I'm going. And this, you decide, you're the analyst in this conversation. It does seem to bode ill, right, for that turn that we've seen.
Look, there are a lot of confusing data points in this economy, as you and I have talked about over the last several years, more conflicting numbers than I think usual. Besides the fact that consumers have kept spending and are spending down their savings, they are still getting more jobs. So I think the fact that job growth has remained quite robust, again, like consumer spending has beaten expectations again and again and again, as well as the fact that inflation has cooled, the combination of those two things has buoyed people's spirits. Now, again, there are these sort of underlying signs of stress, and the overall consumer confidence numbers may mask some of the problems faced by certain households.
30 seconds on this answer. Will you be keeping a closer eye on consumers now?
I have been keeping a very close eye on consumers, as I think we all should, because again, so much consumer behavior has been so perplexing lately. How is it that people have been able to continue spending and continue spending when it looks like they should be fizzling out a little bit, and maybe they are.
Right. Catherine Rempel at the Washington Post on, again, a Tuesday. Thank you, Catherine.
Thanks, Kai.